Follows is The Darkest Decade, written by Frances Millicent Shaw, narrated by Kevin Rothberg. The book opens now. Raleju, the party ends. On the morning of October 24, 1929, a Thursday that would be remembered as Black Thursday, the men who worked the floor of the New York Stock Exchange arrived at Broad and Wall Streets with no particular sense that the world was about to change. The Dow Jones Industrial Average had been sliding for several weeks, down from its September 3 peak of 301.17, but the men of Wall Street had seen corrections before. They had seen the brief panic of March 1929, and the market had recovered. They believed in their bones that it would recover again. They were wrong. The 1920s had been a decade of intoxicating prosperity, at least for those Americans with the means to participate in it. Between 1922 and 1929, the Dow Jones had risen 500%. Corporate profits had soared. Industrial output had doubled. Automobiles, radios, and electric appliances had transformed daily life. In New York and Chicago, in Cleveland and Detroit, a new consumer culture had taken hold, one premised on the conviction that tomorrow would always be richer than today. Americans who had never before owned stock began buying shares on margin, putting down as little as 10 cents for every dollar of stock purchased, borrowing the rest from brokers who were themselves borrowing from banks. The confidence was not entirely irrational. The American economy in the 1920s was genuinely productive, but beneath the glittering surface, fractures ran deep. American farmers had been struggling since 1921, buried under mountains of debt and falling commodity prices. The banking system was a fragile lattice of 30 small, undiversified institutions, most of them unconnected to any meaningful regulatory framework. Corporate profits were rising, but wages were not keeping pace. The top 1% of Americans earned more income than the bottom 42% combined, and the entire speculative edifice of the stock market rested on borrowed money, on margin accounts that could be called in at any moment. On Black Thursday, that moment arrived. Prices broke sharply in the first hour of trading. By 11 o'clock in the morning, the floor of the exchange had descended into something close to pandemonium. Sell orders overwhelmed buy orders. The ticker tape, which printed prices on a thin paper ribbon at roughly the speed of events, fell behind by an hour and then by two. Men watching the tape were reading prices from a world that no longer existed. A group of the most powerful bankers in America, Thomas Lamont of J.P. Morgan, Charles Mitchell of National City Bank, Albert Wigan of Chase National, and others, met at the Morgan offices at 23 Wall Street and pooled $240 million to stabilize the market. Richard Whitney, the exchange's vice president and the Morgan firm's floor broker, strode onto the trading floor and placed a bid for 10,000 shares of U.S. Steel at $205 per share, well above the going price. It was a deliberate act of theater, meant to signal that powerful men stood behind the market. It worked, briefly. Prices steadied. The day ended with losses, but not catastrophic ones. The Bankers Coalition bought 5 days. On Tuesday, October 29, it collapsed entirely. What followed was not a correction, but a rout. The worst single day in the history of American finance. And the beginning of the worst decade in the life of the American Republic. The suffering that followed the crash would last 12 years. It would claim not just fortunes, but lives. Not just businesses, but the confidence of an entire civilization in its own capacity for progress. Before it was over, a quarter of the American workforce would stand idle. Millions would lose their homes and farms. Thousands of banks would shutter. Breadlines would stretch around city blocks in every major city. A democratic government would be tested to its limits and would change itself and the country in ways that endure to this day. This is the story of that decade. The crash and its causes, 1929. Chapter 1. Black Tuesday. The stock market collapses. Black Tuesday. The stock market collapses. The morning of October 29, 1929, broke cold and clear over Lower Manhattan. By the time the opening bell rang at the New York Stock Exchange at 10 o'clock, a crowd had already gathered outside on Broad Street. Clerks and secretaries and passers-by drawn by the electric sense that something was happening, something large and frightening. Inside the exchange's great columned hall, the trading floor